the great southern sounds of Melbourne. 88.3 Southern FM.
Well, you're listening to the Space Show with Andrew Rennie. NASA is building its next generation manned spacecraft and has an advanced design stage, a big new rocket to launch it. The craft is called Orion. It will be able to carry a crew of up to 7 on deep space missions, that is, missions to the moon or beyond. The rocket is the Space Launch System, or SLS. After several flight tests, the first major mission planned for the Orion would be to an asteroid. In the mid-2020s, the SLS would be launched to send an unmanned capture spacecraft into deep space. This spacecraft would rendezvous with the asteroid. What happens next would depend on the size of the asteroid. If it is smaller than about 10 metres in diameter, it would be towed into an orbit some 70,000 kilometres beyond the Moon. If, on the other hand, the asteroid is larger, one or more large boulders would be grabbed from the surface. This sample would then be towed to near the Moon. The position chosen is one where the Moon's gravity and the Earth's gravity and the Sun's gravity balance. An object left there would remain there for at least a century. With the asteroidal sample now secure, a manned Orion would be launched to collect samples for return to Earth. Although only one mission is planned to the parked asteroid, multiple missions could conceivably be flown to it. Many aspects of this asteroid initiative have yet to be decided. To this end, in mid-March of this year, NASA issued an announcement soliciting ideas that will contribute to the asteroid redirect portion of the mission. NASA asked for concepts for the asteroid capture system. The original NASA proposal was to have a big bag to envelop the asteroid. Maybe there is a better way to catch the lump of space rock. NASA also asked for proposals for rendezvous sensor systems, secondary payloads, and feasibility studies on adapting commercial spacecraft buses. The NASA request also canvassed commercial and international opportunities for the mission. In making this announcement of opportunities, NASA invited media representatives to question some of their administrators. These were Greg Williams, who is the Deputy Associate Administrator for Policy and Plans, and Lindley Johnson, the Program Executive for the Near Earth Object Program Office. There are several variants of the Space Launch System rocket under development.
Quick question. What version of SLS will be the one that's planned for use on this mission? I'm guessing that it'll be the 70 metric ton variety. Is that correct?
This is Greg Williams. We've not made a decision on what the launch vehicle will be for deployment of the robotic spacecraft. For the human rendezvous mission, given the time frame that we're looking at, it's most likely we would be in the 70 metric ton configuration.
There has been considerable confusion over the nomenclature of the early missions, both manned and unmanned, of the Orion spacecraft.
One question for HEO. Is the crewed rendezvous with the asteroid one and the same with EM2? And then one question for Neo. Hi, Lindley. Are there a list of potential candidate asteroids for either the Boulder Harvest or the D-spin and stabilize concept yet?
This is Greg. I'll take the first part of that. No, the asteroid crewed mission is not equivalent to EM2. We have not yet decided which EM, X would go to be the crew rendezvous with this asteroid. It's really largely dependent on the asteroid it's picked and when nature says it can be rendezvoused with and redirected into the Earth-Moon system. And so there are a number of decisions that have to be taken in terms of the architecture of the mission as well as the target asteroid selected that will ultimately determine which expedition mission will be the crewed rendezvous with the asteroid.
And hi, Dan. This is Lindley. The NEO program, which NASA has been doing for some 15 years now, our primary purpose is to detect and track any asteroids that are a potential hazard to the Earth. But those are objects that are in orbits that are very accessible by spacecraft, and so they're what we we'd be looking for on this mission is a subset of the class of asteroids that we are looking for as part of the NEO program. For the either concept that's being looked at right now, either the capture of a small asteroid less than 10 meters in size, or going after a boulder, a large boulder on a larger asteroid, we have a list of about six or so candidates each for both of those concepts. But we continue to look for additional candidates. Every asteroid we find, we first of all assess whether it'll be a hazard to Earth, but then we also look at it on the parameters to whether it would make a good candidate for this mission. So we continue to accumulate those, and we'll continue to do that over the next 2 to 3 years until the time comes to actually determine which would be the best object for the mission.
Although this request for proposals was issued in mid-March of this year, industry and the public didn't have long to submit their ideas.
Danny, I've just got a few questions about timing. So when are these proposals due? And also, did you say, Greg, that you guys have, a basic concept just like kind of outlined by early 2015, and that's when you're going to kind of go from there and put it through all the review, like kind of stages and stuff like that?
Hi, this is Greg. The proposals will be due on the 5th of May, and then we'll go through a process as we usually do with these of a review and selection. And our goal is to be able to have answers out the other end in the fall time frame. We'd like to be able to then fold those into our pre-formulation planning in order to be able to hold a mission concept review in somewhere in early FY15. I'm not quite sure whether that's in front of or after the end of the calendar year or not, but in that time frame, we'd like to be able to make some decisions on mission architecture and move forward, and the results of these BAA studies will be integral to that.
Spaceflight has never been cheap, and Congress keeps a keen eye on NASA's budget.
Do you guys have any kind of budget that you're looking at? Obviously, that'll be critical to actually deciding which of these concepts gets picked. So, what kind of a window or the kind of envelope are you looking at as far as budget goes?
Yeah, the for FY14, the budget year we're in right now, the asteroid redirect mission is, I have to figure out how to divide this up. The whole asteroid initiative in the FY14 budget is $105 million. Of that, there's about I'm being told that I'm looking at the wrong line on my chart here. My apologies. The total for the asteroid mission FY14 is $125 million. Of that, approximately $78 million is in the asteroid redirect mission itself, with the balance being in the observation program and in some Grand Challenge work. And then the equivalent numbers in FY15, the request that's in the President's budget that's now on the Hill, the equivalent total is $180 million, with about $133 or so in the ARM mission and the balance in those other areas of observation detection and Grand Challenge work.
Thank you.
The concept of towing a small asteroid is not dissimilar from that of deflecting a larger asteroid if discovered on a trajectory that would impact with the Earth.
You talk about something called an enhanced gravity tractor phase, which sounds kind of interesting, and I'd like to know what that is if possible. Thanks a lot.
For deflection of an asteroid that might be on an impact trajectory with the Earth, there are several concepts that might be used. But one is what we call a gravity tractor, and that is positioning a spacecraft a little ways away from the asteroid and holding that position so that the mutual gravity attraction between the asteroid and the spacecraft tugs, gives a slight tug on the asteroid, and over time pulls it away from its trajectory, or the trajectory that would be an impact. So if you have enough time, several months to years, to do this operation, you can do a very simple gravity tractor mission One of the advantages of it is you don't have to directly interact with the asteroid surface. It doesn't matter whether it's tumbling or whatever, and gently tug the asteroid off the hazardous trajectory over time. By enhanced gravity tractor, with the retrieving a boulder off the surface, we are enhancing the mass of the spacecraft by doing that. And so we're going into this enhanced gravity tractor position after we retrieve the boulder and demonstrate that we have even more gravity attraction capability by doing that.
It would appear to be a lot of trouble to capture and park an asteroid and then only send one crew to collect a mere few handfuls of soil. Wouldn't multiple missions make a better return on investment?
These are wonderful plans for picking a first mission, and I'm sure you're deeply into that right now, but my question is a more strategic or long view. Do you anticipate once this program is running that you will only do it once and wait until it's back, or do you envisage a system with a multiple number, two, three or more, retrievals independently?
Good question. And it has a sort of a complex answer to it. So let me just try to take it this way. Once the asteroid is redirected to the Earth Moon system, if it could be revisited a number of times by any number of entities, whether it's NASA, whether it's other space agency for other country, or whether it's a commercial opportunity. So it's going to be there for 100 years or so, and so it's available for use. We could also take the SEP and spacecraft portion of the robotic spacecraft that's moved the asteroid or redirected into the Earth Moon system. We can send that on another task somewhere to accomplish some other test objectives. So that's another thing that we could do. And then we could also take some version of that technology in a separate vehicle that used similar or the same components. And send it on missions to other destinations in the inner solar system. We would like, for example, to be able to. One of the reasons why we're so interested in this mission is that it will demonstrate things like solar electric propulsion, like AR automated rendezvous and docking, and like EVA techniques to allow us to take those technologies and use them in future solar system exploration missions.
So you only want one asteroid.
Yes, at the present time. One will suffice.
At the present time.
The industry proposals have now been submitted to NASA. In due course, it will mull over the ideas and hopefully incorporate the best of them into its mission planning.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.